Good morning. It's the 23rd of January. Yesterday we finished by saying that our signs of the return of the Lord are beyond doubt. Brother Harry Tennant now considers them. First, the sign of the fig tree putting forth its leaves. The fig tree was one of those three trees used to represent Israel in the prophets and by the Lord himself in his parable of the unfruitful tree in Luke 13. The other trees were the olive and the vine. The Lord had blasted the fig tree in the last week of his earthly life because Judah was about to be withered as a nation by the disaster of the Roman overthrow. But there is hope of a tree if it be cut down, leaving the roots intact. Israel was to put forth her leaves again. We, all of us, together and individually, are witnesses of these things. But there is more. The record in Luke of the Olivet prophecy asks us to look at the fig tree and all the trees. Not only would the nation of Israel re-emerge, but there would be an abundance of other trees shooting forth their leaves. Nationalism would become a sign of the times. Since the last war, scores upon scores of new nations have emerged and found their places amongst the United Nations. Then there is the sign from Noah's day. Sometimes this is read as though merely normal life would be going on, eating, drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. It was not like that in Noah's day. The marriages were not normal. Genesis 6 reads, "They took them wives of all that they chose." They married not according to God's choice, but their own. The consequences were disastrous. We do not have to look far for this sign in our own age. Marrying and giving in marriage has all kinds of connotations in our age. Only 14% of the population, according to a recent poll, thinks that cohabitation instead of marriage is wrong. We can be sure too that the eating and drinking of Noah's day were abnormal. They were probably excessive and greatly self-indulgent, and this marked them out as forgetful of God. And then men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming upon the world. These constitute another prominent sign, according to the account in Luke. Our complex way of living leaves us wide open to all kinds of disasters, troubles and unrest. Man has poisoned his morals by his self-indulgence. He has poisoned the world in which he lives by his greed and lack of care. If no other evils were performed, enough has been done already to the relationships among people and the very earth and atmosphere on which we depend, to make it certain that many more disasters of one kind or another will overtake us. We have been warned. We are not able to work out the exact time of the Lord's coming. Jesus told us we would not. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. Therefore, the remedy does not lie in pinpointing the time of the Lord's return, but in being ready whenever he comes, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. The word for household in Matthew 24 verse 45 is most interesting. It has two meanings, household and healing. For example, in Revelation 22 verse 2, it occurs in the phrase, "The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations." The household is a place of healing. It is in the ecclesia, centred on the Lord's table and the emblems that remind us of his love, that we shall find the remedies for our spiritual ills, both known and unknown. We must resolve to make maximum use of our opportunities. The ecclesia needs you, and you need the ecclesia. It is the body of Christ. Thank you for listening.